Our Touchstones theme this month is healing. An interesting theme for the Christmas season when there are so many emotions, particularly this year when so many of us are challenged by the traumas in the world around us. Personal and family challenges, health issues due to COVID-19 and its variants, environmental issues, the harried bustling of getting all that holiday baking, decorating, shopping done amidst all this. And does anyone mail Christmas cards anymore? Healing, it turns out, might be just the right theme for us this year. We are told that healing is a decision to be. Theologian Paul Tillich wrote about the courage to be, and healing takes courage. It is a decision to begin the transformation from victim to survivor, from dis-ease to ease, from desolation to consolation, from misery to joy, from brokenness to wholeness. While there is nothing easy about the journey, the destination is the gift to come down where we ought to be, a gift we give ourselves, a gift to be the light. We are often reminded that Christmas is when the light of the world is darkest, and we are reminded that each of us can be the light in the world. One way to heal the brokenness is to remind ourselves of what it means to be the light in the world. As Unitarian Universalists, we can be the light when we live our 7, now 8, principles consciously and actively. During this week's e-update, a link was provided to share with you our newest Unitarian Universalist celebration, Chalukah. Today, we will share the lighting of our Chalukah candles and also recognize that Advent is a time of reflection throughout the whole Christmas season. So many opportunities to be the light. In this time of physical darkness, perhaps the darkness within ourselves.
You have to bear with me. It has been 18 months. And thank you. This is a reading written by Reverend Beth Lefevre. We are whole. We are whole, even in the broken places, even where it hurts. We are whole, even in the broken places. The places where fear impedes our full engagement with life, where self-doubt corrupts our self-love, where shame makes our faces hot and our souls cold, we are whole. Even in those places where perfectionism blunts the joy of full immersion into person, place, activity, where good enough does not reside except in our silent longings, where our gaps must be fast filled with substance, accomplishment, or frenzied activity, lest they gape open and disgust. We are whole, where we would doubt our own goodness, richness, fullness, and depth, where we would doubt our own significance, our own profoundness. We are whole, even in our fragility, even where we feel fragmented, alone, insubstantial, insufficient. We are whole, even as we process, even as we stumble, even as we pick ourselves up again, for we are whole. We are whole. Thank you.
Today's talk is called Bearer of Light. It's a sermon for the First UU Church of New Orleans and was given by Marta I. Valentine. To be a bearer of light is to hold in the highest esteem the building of relationships. As Rumi wrote, this being human is a guest house, every morning a new arrival. Each day we have an opportunity to build a new relationship where previously none existed. A bearer of light is not concerned with what they can take, but with what they can give to any situation, even one that might wile them or aspire them to throw off course. A bearer of light, while it can have a spiritual significance, as what Thomas has stated in his gospel, it does not have to. It can be a commitment one makes to lighten an experience that might seem heavy, to share an insight even when it might scare you to do so, to act the clown when everyone around you is being so serious. It can be a commitment to be that ray of sun that emerges in the blink of an eye. It can be a commitment to remain calm when all around you the world is spinning, to remain grounded when the urge is to take flight, to remain loving when the devil is knocking on your door, pushing you into the abyss that is misdirected anger. As you consider your role as a bearer of light, I offer you these tools. Intention. As a spiritual community, where and what is our intention? However we each answer that, hopefully will bind us in a common unity. But as an individual, where and what is your intention? Is it focused on your relationship with those around you? Or is it to aspire to a higher way of being above the day-to-day grind that can wear one down? Relationships. We are all interconnected with each other through our own perceptions of what the light means. As a Christian, the light may mean Jesus. As a humanist or atheist, it may be the face of your neighbor. As a pagan, it may mean Mother Earth. As a Muslim, Muhammad. The concept is the same, and as such could be the force that unites us. If we can agree that the prized pearl of our existence is acknowledging that a light exists within each of us. Diversity. If you agree with me that we are interconnected, then we must accept the diversity that represents, which is the diversity of the universe. Rumi tells us to treat each guest honorably. He or she may be clearing you out for some new delight. Possibility. Sometimes this light is viewed as a creative spark, and because of that spark, all things are possible. Yet, with possibility comes uncertainty. So we must hold that tool as well and know that it is useful in its own way as we face the uncertainty in our own lives. Openness. Be like a child, be spontaneous. Don't judge, don't scorn, do forgive, even as we know that others can do us harm. Yes, we need to be aware of the risk and realities and still choose to take an open stance. And love. Love brings us closer to that which we hold in ultimate esteem. Love is emotional harmony with the great mystery, God, Allah, Gaia, whatever you want to call it. And that harmony enlarges our individual power. Love can also be the agreement, the covenant that we hold in each community, an understanding that surpasses who we are as individuals for the sake of the group. Blessed be.